You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is On the Town with Mikey D. We just heard Where the Bodies Lay from Mello Bravo. Before that, Nijinsky's Diaries from Jaggery. And before that, Dolly's Dark Dream, the radio edit from Axe Monkey. And now it's Gene Dante.
I wrote its history. A money shot by a random slut. Mine's an X-ray mirror, sees through gorilla suits. Slash the skin, see royal red. I wrote its melody. When I am queen, I'll hack the limbs off all who dare to want me. Watch me falling down, down. I am gorgeous, I am. Nothing in this brave new world.
kind. Another day's another phase you leave behind. Another day, another wound, another kind.
this party, a half out of steam, a half in a dream. I have fun, as she said, you might as well be dead. For all I know, no one was gonna see the hole from the heaven she stole out of me. What talk we just had about, I had some new prints left a taste in my mouth that requires a rinse. So I sneak down a pint of my victory gin. I take some cues from the news and I spit out a spin while my soapbox is laughing from the words I say. When the folks started gathering around and they stay while I beat some maggots out of my masquerade. Make everyone fret about the mess they made. Crying is barely sealed and display. I know this may all account and just as dismay as me. With all our soap and hope and self meanwhile, beauty's gonna bathe in the pond. She's waiting shoulder deep in the mist, flirting with a frog on the front. He's waited all his life just for this. Waited for the wave of a wand. Waited for the cure of a kiss. So yeah, so yeah. The cure of a kiss. Yes, so yeah, so yeah.
Saint Anne come to the party with a vision to recount. Rushing off the mound, storms in, fresh off it. He got the fervor of a prophet. Tears, tears flow off his cheek. He got turds for the wicked and words for the weak. Who says the meek shall inherit some Baltic prize? But the clock pickpockets the calls from his eyes, and he voids his venom about 6 minutes until he fights as a demon and calls the lost sin, which brings back the fire to his cheeks and his chin. We brand the Messiah, tossing tears in his tent. Till 2 hours later, we're convinced we've survived this cycle some 66 times. Hanker for that first wave of bliss. The rest is sweet, generous, and fine with your kiss. But in the end, we all are so good, hope itself. Meanwhile, beauty's gonna be in the pond. She's waiting shoulder deep in the mist, flirting with a frog on her front. He's waited all his life just for this. Waited for the wave of a wand. Waited for the cure of a kiss.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Cure of a Kiss from Count Zero, who are playing on the show with Beat Circus at Once on Saturday. Before that, Dreaming Through Your Eyes from Avox Blue, Joan of Arc from Cooling Towers, Gotta Get Out of Here from The Lights Out, and A Madness to His Method from Gene Dante, and now some Faux Ox.
Oh, hello. I'm Suze, and I've got your On the Town with Mikey D concert report for the upcoming week. That's Thursday, March 21st through Wednesday, March 27th. And don't forget, the Rock and Roll Rumble is back after taking a break last year. There's 9 nights of music coming up next month in April, featuring an assortment of bands performing at once Somerville. Check out rockandrollrumble.com for interviews with the bands and to get tickets. So first up, Thursday, March 21st. That is also known as tomorrow. For some indie rock, go see The Berries, The Daisies, and Love Strangers. Those three bands are at the Hong Kong and Harvard Square Cambridge tomorrow night from 8 to 11 p.m. For warm, layered harmonies and violin shredding, and a band that Vanuland describes as Fiddle Action Glory, that is, of course, Nemesis, and they're joined by Signals Midwest and June Bloom tomorrow night at Great Scott in Alston at 7 p.m. And then for acoustic rock, go see Venom and Mayhem, which is an awesome name for a band. They're at Life Alive Organic Cafe tomorrow night in Central Square, Cambridge from 8 to 10 p.m. Punk rock, that's Hood Rats, Andy California, Mongrels, and Sticker Shock. Those bands are at O'Brien's in Alston tomorrow night, 9 p.m. until midnight. And he doesn't currently live here, but he did once call the Boston area home. Americana and rock and roll troubadour Jeffrey Foucault performs tomorrow night at Charles River Museum of Industry and Innovation over in Waltham. That's a 8 p.m. until 9:30 p.m. performance. Alternative rock is over in Worcester tomorrow night. You can see Amanda McCarthy, Electric Flannel, and some other bands joining them at Ralph's Rock Diner, 8 p.m. until midnight. And then one more for tomorrow night. Americana rock and roll band These Wild Plains are at Atwood's Tavern tomorrow night. They're opening for Mike and the Moon Pies, who are in town from Austin, Texas, and that starts at 10 p.m. Next up for Friday, March 22nd, Moroccan-drenched electronic dubbed-out funk. On Friday, that is, of course, Club D'Elf. And this week, they're joined by Jeff Scott and Tom Hall. That's at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge, 10 p.m. until 1:30 a.m. For some later evening jazz, on Friday, you can head over to Central Square, Cambridge for an after-hours jam with the Andy Volker Trio at the Mad Monkfish. That's 10 p.m. until midnight. Folk, pop, acoustic, and country. Liz Bills and the Change and Strangers by Accident perform at the Burren Backroom Series in Davis Square, Somerville on Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. And next up for Saturday, March 23rd, I have 6 shows for you to consider checking out. If you have young kids, Tufts Music is hosting their next Family and Children's Concert Series with singer-songwriter Lincoln Gray at Distler Performance Hall on the Tufts campus. Lincoln performs original songs from his album, Listen to Lincoln. It's a brand new album of music for kids, grown-ups, and the monsters living under their beds. For some alternative rock, you can see Double Star, The Caps, and The Skirts. Those three bands are at Union Tavern in Union Square, Somerville, on Saturday night from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. And 5 times a year, a smallish Leap of Faith orchestra, consisting of 10 to 15 players, heads over to Third Life Studios in Somerville for an evening of large ensemble improvisation. That's Leap of Faith Orchestra and Subunits and Probability of Clouds. And that's at Third Life Studio in Somerville on Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. A new Boston band called Shambo is performing their first show ever on Saturday at Sally O'Brien's. Details about this band are a bit sparse, so if you want to take your chance and maybe even be pleasantly surprised, you should go to Sally O'Brien's in Union Square, Somerville on Saturday to see Marta on clarinet, Tara on trumpet, Joe on trombone, Johnny on drums, and Jason on bass. And then for African-style music, go see Air Congo. They play music from the 1960s to 70s from the Kinshasa and Brazzaville scene. You can see them Saturday night at Aeronaut Brewing in Somerville, 8 to 11 p.m. And then one more for Saturday night. It's an indie pop triple album release extravaganza, truly, at the Lizard Lounge on Saturday night. And that's releases from Field Day, Old Fox, and Thies. And yes, that is at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge on Saturday night from 9 p.m. until 12:15 a.m. And next up for Sunday, March 24th, Hillbilly Holiday is joined by special guest Mike Gent from The Figs on Sunday afternoon at Aeronaut Brewing Company in Somerville for an afternoon show through early evening. That's 2 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. The goddamn delightful Roy Sludge returns to Sally O'Brien's in Union Square, Somerville on Sunday for an early show, 6 to 8:30 p.m. You can stop by for two sets of booze-fueled vintage country and rockabilly music. Americana Sunday this weekend at Thunder Road includes Greg Klima, who is returning to the Americana Sunday stage with guitarist Matt Pizzone, drummer Pat Dalton, and Pete Mancini from New York City, joining the band on bass, guitars, and vocals. Pete will also play a solo set at the break. And you can join them in Union Square, Somerville on Sunday from 7 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. Next up, we're on to Monday, March 25th, and I have six shows for you to take a look at. You can bring the kids to Toddler Billy Takeover on Monday. That's at Once Ballroom in Somerville on Monday after work from 5 to 7 p.m. For some indie rock on Monday, go see Runner Up, Sweet Petunia, and Moe. Those three bands are at the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge on Monday night. That's 10 p.m. until 12:30 a.m. And here's the show with my favorite series name, which I mention every week. Mondays Don't Have to Suck. And next week's installment features My Dear Friends, Toward Space, Bernie and the Wolf, and Charmed and Strange. That's at Charlie's Kitchen on Monday in Harvard Square, Cambridge, 8 p.m. until 11:30 p.m. And then there's Monday Night Bluegrass at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge. They've got a couple special guests next week, Duke Levine and Hazel Royer. It's happening on Monday at 8:30 p.m. And yes, another series for Monday. Next week, it's also Monday Metal Night with Bitter Wind, On Thay, and Shatterbox. That's at Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain, 8 p.m. until midnight. And then for some reggae, dub, and soul, it is yet another show that happens every Monday. That's the Naya Rockers. They're at the Beehive in Boston, 8 p.m. until midnight, next week on Monday. And now we're on to Tuesday, March 26th, and I have three shows for you to check out. For some rock and roll, this is my favorite show for the upcoming week, based solely on the names of the bands. John Bain, Aqua Hamster, Fool the Bear, and Whiskey Duo. They're at the Tavern at the End of the World in Charlestown, Tuesday night from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. And then on Tuesday next week, it's the 12th installment of Singer-Songwriter Night at Zuzu in Central Square, Cambridge. It's hosted by Ben Perinello from the band Leisure. There are four local acts who perform 35-minute sets each. And next week on Tuesday features Jack Byrne, Zoe Pierce, also Samantha Hartzell of Tisk Tisk Task, and Rachel Wood. That's 11 p.m. until, actually, well, my notes say 11 to 11:35, but that is actually when Rachel performs. So it actually starts earlier in the evening, but runs through 11:35. Also on Tuesday, for some reggae, it's a weekly series with the Ghetto People Band. They're at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville, every Tuesday starting at 10 p.m. until approximately 12:57 a.m. They do two sets. And it's also Taco Tuesday at Bull McCabe's. All right, and then one more day for you for next week, Wednesday, March 27th. If an autumn-soaked gem with bright melodies written from both male and female perspectives is your kind of thing, then you obviously want to see Hilken Mancini and Chris Colburn. They play as a duo at the Milky Way in Jamaica Plain on Wednesday next week. And for some rock and roll next Wednesday, you can go see Sister, Howl, Kid Disaster, and John Hollywood. They're also in Jamaica Plain at the Midway Cafe on Wednesday next week, and that's 8 p.m. until 2 a.m. All right, well, that's my On the Town with Mikey D. Boston Concert Report. I will see you out there.
Thank you, Suze, for the concert report. And now, live in Studio D, we're going to hear Scott Damgard.
Andrew Wilson, thanks very much. Thanks for having us on WMFO. Thanks, Joel Simkes, for getting us in here, doing sound for us. We're the Scott Damgard Band. I'm Scott Damgard. We're going to get right into it. We got a new album out called Hiding Out on Titan. This is the title track. Are you guys ready? In a holding pattern around the ring. on tight. Yeah, this next song here is a true story. Goes like this. Story. Didn't happen to me, actually. It happened to my friend Ben.
Yeah, that's true.
Mr. Ben Knight, right here on
Ben?
The keyboards.
That Ben?
We got a great band here in the Studio D. Y'all know Ben Knight. Y'all know Dangerous Dave Lieb.
What's going on?
Guitar. And we got Ken Hickey on the drums. And playing bass, Mr. Jim Bouchard. He's playing a Paul McCartney bass, one of those Beatle basses.
Yeah,
and we got Gary Bouchard. Gary Robley here.
Gary Busey. See, Gary Busey's
doing some backing vocals, playing the tambourine, the cowbell.
Gig is a gig.
I could do a good Busey.
More cowbell. All right, this one's called Nobody Understands Nothing No More. Song about the state of the times.
Remember the things we're all for when nobody understands.